Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach and the queen of compassion-based selling because, well, selling is all about supporting, not convincing. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show because this show is all about inspiration, not just in learning a simple technique or mindset shift that makes it easier to get clients. But inspiration that happens as we get to peer through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, well, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to empathize deeply with people so that she can fully understand their true challenges and connect more authentically. So I am super excited to introduce Stacey Patterson. Now, Stacey is a licensed clinical social worker and the owner of Passionate Life Coaching, where she serves her clients as a licensed health and wellness practitioner. Now, Stacey has experience working with a diverse range of individuals, including themes such as learning disabilities, children and parents of divorce, addiction recovery, trauma recovery, and more. Now, in addition to helping others overcome through traditional methods, she's also passionate about true health and wellness and believes in harnessing the power of natural approaches to achieve desired results for the mind and body. Now, Stacey's husband, Joe Vieira, also takes part in helping people achieve their desired results and is featured as Passionate Life Coaching's primary fitness trainer. Now, together, they bring a unique blend of theory, intuitive insight, and vivacious energy to help people reach their goals and transition their mental and physical conditionings. Well, welcome, Stacey. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy, for having me. I appreciate that so much, and I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love how you're helping people through so many different life challenges. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. It's a privilege to share it.
And, Stacey, always top of mind question for me is what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own health and wellness practice?
Yeah, that's it's actually a evolving answer to that question. So the original inspiration for me actually started if we go back to 2017. And so that was about a year after I completed grad school. And, at that point, I kind of already realized that, my original passion was to be a school social worker. But
Okay.
I guys, at that point in time, I no longer wanted to do that. I no longer wanted to be working in a medical clinic. And so I kind of took the direction of private therapy. And so as I realized, that kind of one-on-one building relationship was more of my vibe. I had also kind of done some research and recognized that there were a lot of professionals helping people that were basically in this arena, right? The wellness arena of, fitness and nutrition and all the different things on the
Right.
field, right?
Right.
So that actually it really kind of caught my interest because even through all of the different things that we do and becoming clinical therapists, I don't believe that that's really an area that's really focused on. And so as I was learning about this, I reflected on, my own battles that I had to, overcome, and began getting kind of excited just thinking about what that freedom and kind of bandwidth of that freedom and space would allow me to do, and becoming more creative to help people outside of that traditional, field of the medical world. So that being said, in the very beginning of 2017, I kind of rushed right into this, and I built my own website, created a business plan, registered myself as a legal business.
Okay. So you got a little bit more than just an idea. You got on fire. Sounds like it's like the curtains parted.
Yes, I was just, I don't know. I was just like, I think this is what I'm meant to do. But as you can imagine, with obviously the experiences that you have in your life and profession, I had no idea what I was doing. I really had, no experiences being a business owner. I had no comfortability level with sales. So truly, I would say 2017 until more recently, I've learned a lot in terms of like, what is my niche? And what is that like being a business owner when you're literally in charge of everything and not in an overhead? And so more recently, after having these years of experience, is kind of when I decided that it was time to, revamp everything and really just rebrand myself and my business.
Okay. All right. Well, they are. I love the fact that you, in spite of getting that degree, right? It sounds like you came in with a master's degree or an advanced degree, obviously. It's been invested a lot of time and energy, and people are so excited for the career path you were on, right? It sounded all wonderful, roses, and the runway lights were all lit up for you. And it's like, wait a second. I don't know that I really want this anymore. I want something like it, but not this. And so just really tuning into what you were getting excited about and what was bringing you that sense of purpose and mission and yeah, I love that. I love this hearing of your kind of being that deeply empathic with yourself, right? Because I know that's one of your superpowers, so that's great. Now, so 2017, and you mentioned that you kind of went on a trek of discovering your niche and looking at all the different ways that you can really serve people. So has your business mission or vision evolved over the course of that time from like one niche to the next, or adding other aspects or modalities, or can you just kind of give me a summary of what that journey has looked like?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think for me, I wanted to, encompass a more well-rounded opportunity for people, become, like the healthiest version of themselves in every area of life. And so, having worked in the medical field for X amount of years, sometimes, I found myself just kind of, you're treating the symptoms versus, truly getting to the root of the problem. Well, for me, I just kind of began like falling in love really with just wanting to understand, the root causes of behaviors and decision making and really learning prevention strategies. And at the end of the day, I was just like, I think my vision, it just transitioned to wanting to be proactive with health, wanting to be proactive with, what we're creating and choosing in life versus being reactive. So that was for me like the biggest transition and really even recognizing that that was a thing.
Because you had been so deeply indoctrinated in the clinical mindset of treating the symptoms, the just what the problem is versus, all right, well, let's take a more holistic, real life, full life look at this. Why are you doing this? How is that related to that? And the bigger picture. So yeah, I love that. And you had mentioned not knowing any real details about starting a business. I'm guessing that's been kind of a learning curve as well. So have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business? More specifically, I think you mentioned sales, which of course I love talking about that, but there might have been other things there as well.
Absolutely. And oh gosh, Wendy, I feel like there's so many challenges. Like that list could go on and on. But like I think, upfront there was the financial investment, right? Of just, really I had to make a choice, an intentional choice of betting on myself. I that decision to take a risk on what I believed in. And I think naturally there's always going to be this inner critic that kind of like the game of whack-a-mole, it likes to pop up. Oh, hey, I'm going to tell you what's not possible, and yell these things at you of what's scary. And so I think I definitely had to overcome my own self-esteem issues, my belief in myself, my belief in my purpose. And when the inner critic would say you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, people don't want to, aren't going to listen to you or whatever those things are. I was wanting to preach, right? And I had to hold myself accountable and say, okay, I'm gonna practice things like affirmations, and I'm gonna do the things that I know are going to, fill my mind with success principles. And so I think that was probably the biggest challenge, was just overcoming myself. I didn't necessarily come from, I mean, my family has an amazing work ethic, and so they did instill those principles in me. But they are not business owners. And so really just stepping outside of what I've been taught my whole life and stepping outside of my comfort zone and kind of just saying, you know what, I'm going to risk creating this path, and I've never seen this before in my personal life, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
So.
that does take a lot of courage and tenacity. And so those limiting beliefs just become, I love your analogy, the whack-a-mole thing, because that's really, they just start popping up all over the place. Just never knew those voices to be happening, maybe back in other situations or whatnot. But as soon as you enter into building your own business and into uncharted territory for yourself, and it sounds like your family was not really necessarily business owners, entrepreneurs, or of that mindset. So, you're going against the grain on a lot of different angles, and so it's just definitely something that starts becoming really challenging for so many entrepreneurs in the early stages of their business. So, can you maybe share a? I know you mentioned affirmations. And just starting to take inventory of certain things. So can you share maybe a daily, or maybe when this happened, then you do this, any sort of like drop-in example of what you did in order to shore yourself up and reconnect with the fact that you absolutely are an expert and had all the expertise needed in order to start your business. So can you
Yeah.
maybe share a technique that allowed you to reconnect with that truth?
Well, I think I guess first I just want to share, for me personally, because there's so many techniques that people can use, and everyone has a different belief system and upbringing and everything. So, I think for me, those three components that I guess just really, really, really pushed me forward was my number one, is my personal relationship with my higher power. I will mention that because in my, in my life, it's been that relationship that, helped me, get through those insecurities and just kind of remember like what I'm here to do. So if whatever someone believes, to really push into that relationship and prioritize it.
And trust in the fact that you were given that inspiration and clarity for a reason.
Yes, exactly. And because it's easy to forget that, So, and then, the second component for me was, again, just like practicing what I preach, realizing that, I wanted to be in alignment, and so those, again, speaking affirmation, practicing inner dialogue, encouraging, what I call our inner child, listening and reading possibility thinking material, whether those are podcasts and books and, sermons. And just really getting my brain to stay focused on where I was headed and not allow, again, the whack-a-mole voice to overcome me. Was it was
Powerful. Yeah, I love that. Just really taking charge, right, of those rogue thoughts, because that's what's required is to hold the reins, hold the reins tightly so that the horses don't go wild and running off the edge of the cliff. So, and Stacy, you're obviously an expert at helping people, just really navigate through such a variety of different life challenges so that they can ultimately reach their goals. But I am curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business? I know you mentioned this, but that was then. This is now. So, and it still might feel like a very different skill set. So, do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, and I always like to when I talk about sales now, I do think everything kind of comes back to our core of what we believe about ourselves, right? And self-compassion, which I'll come back to. But when it comes to the client enrollment process for me, I mean, oh geez, Wendy, I probably could have used you a long time ago because a very, very heavy burden on my shoulders. It was just something that it was almost like I was feeling guilty or like, to ask someone for the sale or,
Yeah,
questioning.
lots of baggage from previous experiences or maybe definitions of sales.
Yeah, exactly. And I think when your self-worth is maybe not where it needs to be in certain moments, then it's kind of hard to understand that really this enrollment process is truly a mutually beneficial exchange of providing value and filling a need, and that you don't have to hold that baggage of feeling guilty or insecure about that. And so, when I think of sales now, I think about not only my why, but then the entire purpose of why I was called to do this, which is figuring out what that individual's why is. And hearing them, like what is it they're trying to achieve, and kind of going through some of those things together to figure out, how do we reach, this place of what they define as success. And so, in like the discovery call, for example, I think it's just me kind of sharing my heart of how I feel that, my purpose is to serve and support. And so now when I'm presenting, what I'm offering to people, I'm not really necessarily feeling, nervous about that at that same level that I was. And honestly, I think it's also the acceptance that I'm not going to be everybody's fit, and that's totally fine, right? And I think with accepting that, it's allowed that enrollment process to go a little bit easier.
Yeah, definitely. So, are there any current challenges or frustrations that you have?
So I would say now that I've kind of gotten over myself when it comes to that, I think now it's kind of recognizing that part of a sales process is to kind of put yourself out front and center. So honestly, I thought about this and I was like, wow, I never thought I knew I'd be afraid of failure, which was something I had to overcome. But then it turned into the fear of succeeding, which was like a whole thing I'm not expecting. I was like, oh, this is a thing. And really for me, what that meant is, I could no longer be that girl in the background anymore. I could no longer just blend in, and observe, and now I had to say, okay, like I have to get out of my comfort zone and I have to take, a public attention. So that is something, I'm even currently still, working through, to, just put myself and my content on social media platforms and allow myself to be seen.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense in terms of how the again, face to face with yet another fear or opportunity, right, for growth is kind of how it's can be rephrased, an opportunity for you to tap into, again, what I call zones of genius, right? So, in getting yourself out there, how can you tap into more of your zones of genius in a way that allows people to discover you? Because that is one of the problems that if you continue to be a best kept secret, it does not lead to getting clients unless all of them are built on referrals, which generally does not happen until you have a really thriving business. So, but yeah, well, I would love to provide you with a little bit of insight that might support you if you'd like.
Oh, I would so appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we haven't taken the opportunity to really dive deep into what you're already doing in order to become more known versus a best kept secret. So I don't know of all that you have created in terms of what I call marketing, right? It's no mystery. Marketing is how you get yourself out there. Advertising is paid. Marketing can be paid, but typically it's more organic, right? It's sharing content, especially in the phase that we're in, where people are in this information driven mode of being a consumer. So when they learn about you in a way that immediately brings them value and feels like it's just the right fit, right? That's what creates that magnetizing attraction to where they're leaning in. And when we talk about social media, you know, it's the platform of ADHD, right? If you don't have ADHD, you will get it. You have it. We all have temporary ADHD when it comes to social media, because it's just scrolling and clicking on this and going to that and moving, 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 moving. And do I really want that? And da, 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 da. So
True.
within that context, the most beneficial way to get yourself out there and to have more than just a thumbs up, right, or a smiley face or a heart, is to create a piece of, you know, a resource that is something that will solve, you know, within the content. So whether it's a workshop, whether it's a video, or whether it's a downloadable resource, something that's just quick and easy to consume, but it moves the needle for your potential ideal client in terms of it does solve one of their top of mind frustrations. It's like, oh man, if I could, you know, figure this out, my day would go so much better, or I'd be so much further along, or I'd be able to do this, or I'd be finally able to you know, feel great after work instead of coming home and feeling exhausted, or, you know, any number of things. And it's difficult with such a broad scope of work that you do, because each, like we, you know, when I was bringing you into the show, we talked a little bit about the broad and diverse range of individuals that you serve in terms of parents of divorce, addiction recovery, trauma recovery. All those things have different top of mind challenges. So, but the point that I'm really trying to make is, if you create a resource that people are excited to get a hold of because they know it's going to solve one of their tip of the spear, as I call it, or top of mind challenges, then you can start building a relationship with that person because they'll opt in to receive that free gift from you, and you can then continue cultivating and providing value for them and take them along a journey of really realizing the bigger value that you can serve through, you know, your expertise and make a bigger difference for them. So within the grab and go kind of mentality of social media, for people to expect somebody's going to stop and really read a whole entire article is usually not the best approach. It's smaller snippets.
Yeah,
So
well, I
hopefully
you.
that's provided you with a little bit of inspiration or clarity.
Yes, no, thank you so much for sharing that. I love the idea of, because again, we're in this to build value, right? We're in this to help people. So just the free gift of being able to give somebody something valuable.
Yeah, and that resonates with your natural compassion, right?
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's easy for you to offer, right? It's like, hey, and you know, would you like a copy of my da 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 da? It's free.
Yes,
And it's just
exactly.
so easy. You know, and
Hey,
that's always the path that I love to support my clients on, is the easy path that feels aligned, that resonates with your values and taps into your natural strengths
Yeah.
and abilities. So hopefully that'll provide you with some inspiration and some clarity around how to get out there more in a way that feels right for you. And I'd love to be sure to keep me in the loop and send me any links to resources that you might create, because I love the work you do. And speaking of creating value for people and really supporting them on more of a holistic level, not just the clinical, finding the problem and let's solve the problem, but m more of, okay, well, what's this related to, and the kind of the broader scope of things. I'm thinking in my mind how the pandemic became that wake-up call to so many people, because it really stopped us in our tracks, right? And health, number one, was the wake-up call, because that's what it really was first about. But then it became about more, right? Getting off of the hamster wheel and really thinking more about what we do with our time and what's become of us, and look at our, maybe the shape of our bodies and what we've tolerated and what maybe now we aren't willing to tolerate. So I'm just curious, what has the ripple effects of the pandemic, what have been the impacts of that on, those clients that, or people that are really looking to make that change in their health and wellness?
I think the pandemic is obviously, was affecting everyone in different ways. But in terms of business, I think, there's been pros and cons. On one hand, I think a lot of people kind of just began recognizing that things like, mental health and self-care and receiving unbiased support is valuable, is really needed, especially during a time when isolation was so prominent. So I think just in the realm of people choosing to heal themselves and find people to help them and guide them to do that, I think, it really ended up bringing more awareness and business. So I think that was something good that came out of a not so great time.
Well, that wake up, but definitely that's kind of what I thought. Just that whole, hey, it's okay. And I realized that I do have this going on, and it's okay to ask for help.
Yes.
So that's kind of what I was perceiving was going on. But I love your perspective that it really did become this opportunity for people to take proactive action and look for an expert, like yourself, to really support them through that. So, well, Stacey, I'm kind of on the edge of my seat here. So how do you work with people who want to finally achieve their ultimate health and wellness goals? Can you share just some specifics about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely, absolutely. When I work with clients, everybody comes in obviously with different, backgrounds and goals, but my overall goal is to essentially just to guide them in uncovering who they think they are, and what they think they're capable of, but then assist them in identifying and understanding their conditioning. And so what I mean by that is, our mindsets become just so trained by, whether it's our sensory mechanisms and experiences, we a lot of times, through these things, we let our external circumstances kind of, over time dictate our beliefs in ourselves, in our realities. And then ultimately that can sabotage our personal growth. So my goal is to guide people to change their conditioned beliefs, essentially by just, educating them on things like how are neural pathways in the brain created, and how is the subconscious mind conditioned, and teaching strategies of self-compassion, is a really big one, because I think in any arena that we're talking about, business, relationships, ourselves. Self-compassion is going to be one of those key ingredients, that's going to spill over and really assist all of those different areas.
Yeah, definitely. So, what is self-compassion, just curiously, in your perspective? What does that look like when you help
Yeah.
somebody to gain self-compassion?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked. Yeah, that is a so in my I guess in my own personal way of expressing that is, the ability to accept oneself and understand that perfection is not required. And failure is a beautiful thing. That is how we succeed and learn. And that when we can accept that then we can begin developing a relationship with this inner part of ourselves and, send love to that inner being and begin changing the way that we talk to ourselves and begin that we react to things because we're not, it's almost this this shift and this mindset shift that helps people then to say, you know what, I love myself enough and I care about myself enough that now my belief in myself and what I'm capable of or in the ability to, find a partner or, whatever be becomes more possible.
Right. No, I love that. It's just such the really foundational element of everything that people aspire to and for in their life is that ultimate sense of happiness. We always say it's an inside job, but really, what does that mean? And so that's why I was like, I just love to hear her perspective on this. So I just love how you've defined that self-compassion and what that really does look like and how that impacts that personal growth and being able to more successfully then achieve wellness, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Stacey, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Well, you can definitely go to my website, which is thepassionatelifecoach.com. And actually, Wendy, I wanted to just kind of share with any of your listeners. Obviously, on my website, you can go to the coaching and fitness offerings. We do things like sports nutrition, nutrition plans. We have organic supplement bundles. But for your listeners, if you'd like to go to the contact page and just kind of let me know that, hey, I'm contacting you because I'm a listener of the Selling Made Easy show with Wendy. I'll personally schedule a 30-minute phone call, and whether that's to ask me questions, about you're trying to become a coach yourself, so maybe some questions on how you get started, maybe provide tips on mental health difficulties, or any fitness or nutrition guidance for
Wow.
free.
That's fantastic. How generous. That is awesome. Thank you so much, Stacey. So that is thepassionatelifecoach.com.
Got it.
And I'm sure you've got a lot of great information on the website, but what you're offering or gifting, I should say, is for our listeners to go to the contact page and just reach out that way and say, as a listener of the show, I would be excited to have a 30-minute consult with you. So that is fantastic. Thank you so much, Stacey. I just love that generosity. And for our listeners, just look in the show notes for that hyperlink. So, well, Stacey, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, well, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, first and foremost, I guess I would just say, hey, you're not alone. but I would say, my best advice would be, first, sit down and remind yourself, as to why you want to do what you want to do. Just take out a piece of paper and pen and just kind of write that out in terms of, why is that valuable to you? And just giving yourself that good reminder. But I would also recommend, if you haven't done so, make an investment in hiring a coach or, finding a mentor to assist you, in guiding your steps, right? And kind of somebody who's already gone before you. I think I think association with people that are doing what you're doing or have already taken those steps is just so important, because at the end of the day, none of us can do this alone. We all need each other. So that would be my best advice.
Yeah, no, that's powerful. And it is one of those things that's kind of difficult because at the core of an entrepreneur's thinking is independence, right? They step outside, they take risks on themselves. And so the downside of that is a lot of them are thinking, well, I can figure this out. Somehow I got to figure this out. If I ask for help, then it means to somebody else that I don't have it together. So I love the fact that you've just really given that permission that it's okay. And the fact is, when you reach out to somebody who's been on the path longer than you or has an expertise within one of the aspects that you're struggling with, well, it saves you a whole bunch of time. And time equals, well, a lot of things, right? Self-doubts and all that stuff start fading away, and you get to serve at a bigger level. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And then also the suggestion to just really remind yourself, maybe journal about what was that original why? What was that idea that I had? And just really put pen to paper again in those moments. So, yeah, powerful. Thank you so much for sharing those words of wisdom. And, it's just been so great, Stacey, hearing about your journey from your launch after graduate school to be that school social worker, but not the realization that, that's not really what I actually want to do now. But still, I do want to serve, and I do still want to make that difference for people in terms of their overall wellness and well-being. And then realizing that, hey, I can spread my wings, I can be creative, I can lean into my own way of approaching things and serve, tapping into all my expertise, my wisdom, my life experience, and team up with my hubby, right? To this impactful work you're now doing as a licensed health and wellness practitioner, where you're helping people to reach their goals and transition their mental and physical conditionings. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you so much for, with you and having me on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Stacey Patterson through her website, and that is thepassionatelifecoach.com. So look for the hyperlink in the show notes. And again, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassion-based selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So, are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Stacey Patterson. And as always, here's to your success.